We're going on here in the Sefer Tomer Dvorah, and we are encountering what is a very, very important midah. We're going through the different midos that we're supposed to model ourselves after. And last week we spoke about Titein Emes LeYaakov, the midah of Emes with Yaakov. Today we're speaking about Chesed LaAvraham. Today we're speaking about the midah of Chesed, which is associated with Avraham, and trying to pin a couple of things down. There are two, I would say, major yesodos here in the Sefer Tomer Dvorah. One of them we'll point out, I think, is clear in a bunch of Gemaras, and I think fairly understandable in a very meaningful way. And the second, he says something which is going to be maybe a little bit surprising, and we'll try to understand and explain it. Says Tomer Dvorah as follows. What is the midah of Chesed? So whereas opposed to the midah of Emes, which is if you do X, this is what you should get in return, doesn't mean it's very harsh, but it means there's accountability in this world. So the midah of Chesed, heimim misnagim ba'olam lifnim mishuris hadin, kav mavinu. People that go above and beyond the letter of the law, they aren't bound by the world of accountability. People that are willing to overlook things, people that are willing to be a little bit more understanding, that if you owe me money and I'm willing to, and I'll say sometimes, you know what? It's all good. There's no real requirement. Everything's okay. And it's above and beyond what I should be doing. It's above and beyond what I, strictly speaking, should be required to do. It's lifnim mishuris hadin. It's above and beyond. Says Tomer Dvorah as follows, if we act, those who act towards others, lifnim mishuris hadin ka'av mavinu, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaig imahem lifnim mishuris hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds the exact same way, that if we are eino ma'amid imahem adin al tokfo, af lo kederech hayosher, I'm willing to overlook. It would be just for me to do X to someone. It would be understandable. It would be logical for me to say to this person, you owe me this money, you owe me this. Okay, let's pay up. I'm not even that I'm working for a certain kind of payment plan, like the meeting of MS we spoke about last week. I say, you know what? I'm willing to go above and beyond. I'm willing to say, it's all good. Don't worry about it at all. Those that act towards Klal Yisrael with chesed, those that act towards others, lifnim mishuris hadin, that is how their bonus sholem is going to act to us. That is, after all, lichora, part of midah keneged midah. The way that we treat others is the way in which their bonus sholem is going to treat us. If we hold everyone else to the letter of the law, because Baruch Hu is going to hold us the letter of the law. If we are more understanding, we are more compassionate, if we are more capable of viewing in a broader sense where people are at and saying, you know what, you don't owe me that, you know what, it's all good. So as Baruch Hu acts that way towards us. This yesod of the Ramak here in Tomer Dvorah is mefurash kemat in a lot of Gemaras. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin, Rava says, kol amavir al midosav, anybody that's not medaktik that much about precise kinds of potentially measurements, other kinds of things, depending on how you read that word midosav, ma'avirin lo al kol psha'av. The more that I am not makbid about certain things, because Baruch Hu is not makbid with me about certain things. If I'm laid back understanding of others, so because Baruch Hu says, okay, so I'll be laid back understanding of that. If I have a roommate that drives me crazy, it's something that he does, so if I say, you know what, I'm going to overcome that, and I'm going to be like, okay, it's all good, I'm entitled to say to him, what you're doing is wrong right now. It's understandable for me to be able to say that to him. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But if I'm able to overcome that, if I can overcome certain things, but really overcome it, So then, because Baruch Hu is going to do the same thing with some of the things about me that aren't so great. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav tells us that Amru Malachi Ashari is lifting Kars Baruch Hu. The Malachim say in front of Hashem, Ribono Sha'olam, you're not supposed to take Shochad, you aren't supposed to play favorites, what you write in Chumash and Dvarim and Perig Yud, but you're playing favorites with Bnei Yisrael. You're playing favorites with Bnei Yisrael. How can you do that? So Gemara tells in Brachos, because Baruch Hu says back, how can I not play favorites to Bnei Yisrael? I told them they only have to bench v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. They only have to bench when they have sviya, when they're fully satiated. I told them that that's the only time that you really have to do it. Okay, but they went back and they said maybe a kazayas, maybe a kibetza. We're going to bench even with less. So the same way he says to Rabbanu Shalom that they went above and beyond. They were willing to, not just what they were required to do, they were willing to go above and beyond. Because Baruch Hu says, I'll go above and beyond for them. I'll treat them in a much nicer, in a much better kind of a way. In Gemaras and Shabbos about this, a bunch of Gemaras along these lines. If we treat others, not just based on what they really, strictly speaking, should be accountable for, but in the more understanding and passionate way, the Rabbanu Shalom will also treat us in that way. Okay. But let's dig a little bit. We spoke last week how there's a Midav Yaakov and a Midav Emes. There's a Midav Yaakov, and that Midav Emes is one which says there is accountability. Maybe I'm not so harsh about it. If you owe me $1,000, you know the money, I won't come and be overly harsh about it, but I'll speak with you about a payment plan. I still get the money back, meaning I should still get the money back. There's a Midav called Emes LeYaakov. What's the relationship between the Midav of Emes LeYaakov and the Midav of Chesed LaAvram? When do I go based on a degree of accountability, and when do I go lift the Mishuris Hadin? When is each one considered to be appropriate? We can understand, I would have thought, that the biggest madrega would be to always be like Avraham, to always go lift the Mishuris Hadin, to forego any debt that somebody owes you, to always say it's entirely okay. And if you would have asked me, I would have argued the only reason to ever embrace something along the lines of MS is b'di'evet. It's too much for me. I can't always be mevater in everything. I can't always be, you know, have chesed. But if I could, that would be the ultimate madrega. That would be what I would always want. Talmud Dvorah says something intriguing, and then some of the Sfarim on the Talmud Dvorah elaborate on this, and we'll develop what I think is a very powerful idea. Gam ha'adam says the Talmud Dvorah as follows: Im heyos she'im kol adam yihye misnaig b'tzedek uveyosha uvemishpat. In most of my regular interactions, I should live in a world of accountability. If I lend someone money, in most of my regular interactions, if I lend you $100, so I should ask for the $100 back. Again, not in a harsh way and not in a mean way, but that's the midah of MS of Yaakov, is that with the average person I interact with, that's appropriate. It's totally beseder. It's totally normal and it's good. It's not overly harsh. There's a midah that Baruch Hu created called MS. And that's what it really is. But, so who am I supposed to be misnahig lifnim mishuris hadin with? So says the Talmud Dvorah, im hatovim v'hachasidim. With the really good people, with the ones who are especially pious, tiyeh hanhagaso lifnim mishuris hadin. With those people, you should be nohig on a above and beyond the letter of the law. V'im l'shara adam yisavlan k'tzas. Le'elu Yosef Yoser. If with the average guy, I'm just a little bit patient, with these people, I should be immensely, immensely patient. V'yirachem aleim li'kanis imam liftim mishur sadin, shumis na'ig ba'am shar, b'am shar adam, p'tzara she'elu chashuvim lefanav me'od me'od, v'chavivin lo v'hem yu me'an she'chavarasa. And there are people who are the tovim, who are the really good ones, those are the ones you should really be hanging out with more. And those are the ones you should be treating in a truly compassionate way. And those are the ones that you should be acting in the most sensitive and nice way possible. Ask some of the Mefarshim and Tomer Dvorah a very simple question. I would have thought V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha would dictate I should treat all people in the most sensitive and good way possible. Why this hierarchy of treating some with more? What's the mucker for this idea that some people get treated in a more compassionate way and some people not? It is playing favorites in a certain sense, no? It's saying that if I'm hanging out with a bunch of people, if I have a business, let's say I sell iced coffee in the dorms, we're going back a little bit. Let's say that I sell iced coffee in the dorms, and there are different people who owe me money. And maybe there are certain people, so everyone I want to be understanding with, the guy that doesn't know how to manage his finances and he owes the iced coffee guy, you know, 1,400 shekels because he's really, so he's like, I don't have the money. So he's, okay, so let's develop a plan, but you got to pay me back. But if the guy's tovim, the guy's really good, if he's really pious, so that guy, the response is, it's all good. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Why the distinction? V'yahav l'reicha kamocha should mean kamocha, all people equally. I should try to have that. Right? If I'm a Reb Shimon Shari Yosher Hakdama person, the ani that expands to everybody. So everybody should be included in this, and it should all be good. Why the hierarchy? What exactly is going on? So there's a tshuva of the Ma'aril. The tshuva of the Ma'aril. And at least in the two Sfarim that I looked at on Tomer Dvorah, they quote the Tshuva of the Ma'aril. I don't know if it's like a world-famous Tshuva of the Ma'aril or just one's looking at the other person safer. I'm not sure exactly how it goes. The Ma'aril has a Ha'ara based on a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Chav Beis, interestingly enough. The Ma'aril quotes the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Chav Beis, that the Gemara tells us about one of the Tana'im searching around and being Doresh, every letter of every time the Torah says S, Shimon Hamsoni would go around and he would darshan S. S teaches me to include something else. The Gemara says he got up to Es Hashem El Kachatira, you have to fear Ribono Sha'olam. He didn't know. Es L'Rabos, what? What else am I supposed to fear the way I fear Ribono Sha'olam? So the Gemara says, you know what else you can fear? Es l'rabos tamidi chachamim. Rabbi Kiva said, es l'rabos tamidi chachamim. That's also an element of fear. Ask the Maril Akasha. It's a Kasha, which is an intriguing question, which is, okay, Eshem al-Kachatira. Sounds like every other S he was able to darshan. So I have a question. How did he darshan via hafta es Hashem Elokecha? How did he darshan via hafta es Hashem Elokecha? So what's the answer? So apparently, says the Maril, that Shimon HaMtzoni knew as follows. Via hafta es Hashem Elokecha, es was l'rabos tamid chachamim. Tamei Chamim. He knew that you had to love Tamei Chamim extra. How come Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? He had a hard time figuring out the Yiras Hashem piece because Es would mean that they can punish you. And Tamei Chachamim, he didn't think could punish you. So he wasn't sure why that should be an Es L'Rabos. Until Rabbi Kiva said, no, there's a question of awe. You have awe of Ribbono Shel Olam, you can have awe of Tamei Chamim. But it was obvious even before Rabbi Kiva gets involved, V'yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha means you have to love Hashem. And even though Vihad the Rechamokha had to love everybody, Vihad the Shemel Kacha es l'rabos tamidi chachamim. That I have to have a special ahava, I have to have a special love for tamidi chachamim. There has to be something above that. What does he say to Mariel? It's a very powerful line. For tamidi chachamim, there has to be chiba yisera, v'ahava aza, lihidabik bahen, v'lehov osam kinafsham. There's an extra ahava, there's an extra love that a person has for Talmidei Chachamim, an extra love that a person has for the Tovim, Hamisnagim, and a certain Madrega. So says the Tomer Dvorah as follows, and I want to elaborate on this a little bit. Says Tomer Dvorah like this, I got to love everybody. And loving everybody means that I treat everybody in a fair, compassionate way. If you owe me money, let's talk about the best way for you to pay it off. If you're bothering me, let's strategize about the best way for us to get to a good place. But there's accountability which exists. There are certain people where, says the Maharil, there's an ahava, a chiba yisera. Certain people I love even more. There are certain people I love even more. I love them like I love, like I feel a certain, I want to be close to them. I love them so much. Those people I go above and beyond for. Those people I go more for. Why is that so? So let me try to elaborate a little bit as I understand things. There's a Torah, a little bit in the writings of Rav Kook, and in the writings of Rabbi Melech, and Noam Melech, we go to it sometimes. A person supposed to love Oyev Esabrios. Person like Aaron HaKohen supposed to love Oyev Esabrios. Person supposed to love Klal Yisrael B'Havta Hashem Elokecha. But the fact that I love all Jews does not mean that there are not certain Jews that I may love more. I think we could all understand that even if I love all of Klal Yisrael, that I may have a special relationship with my wife, parents, children, that there are certain people that take precedence for you. That manifests itself as an example in Halacha. We showed him speaking about Pidyon Shvuyim. You can only spend a certain amount of money if it's maybe for yourself or maybe for your wife, but not for others. There's a certain kind of like, we see this idea, there's an ahava which takes place between husband and wife, which is not what takes place between regular Jews. Oh, but I love every Jew. Isn't it so great? Sure, but there are concentric circles. I may be Oy Besabrios, maybe I love all creations, but Klal Yisrael is a level above. And above Klal Yisrael, so there are stages and levels of ahava. In a certain sense, if you have a certain kind of orientation, you can make the argument, but shouldn't I be loving everybody just by virtue of their Tzelem Elokim? Shouldn't I love everybody just by virtue of their Tzelem Elokim? The answer is, yes, you should love everyone because they have a Tzelem Elokim. Bipashas, Gemara's later on in Pesachim, notwithstanding for now. But you should love Kimat everybody, whatever that means, because they have a Tzelem Elokim. But if you have certain values and certain things that you believe are additionally important, I love all for Tzelem Elokim. But they are certain that I have a chiba yisera for. There are certain there's a special place in my heart where I feel even closer. There's a certain kind of chashivas where those people I value a little bit more. Amongst those, I want to like everybody, but there's some that we like a little bit more. We feel a certain affiliation towards. We feel a kinship towards. We're rooting for them, like Mashal and Mahadavar Domeh. You have a little kid and he's a sports fan. So he may love a particular team. but there may be a star player that he loves even more. He's more into that particular player. He's more excited about that player. That's the one that the poster up in his room, you know, Rabbi Leibowitz Friday night, Yamir Yager, whatever it was. So that's, is he still playing? So that was one of those that, like, you would have up, you know, like, that's it. The same thing is true, lahavdil, a whole lot, with, in the world of Talmud Torah. I look at all people with a sense of ahava. But at some level, to reflect upon the fact that there is a chiba yisera v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha es l'rabos tamidei chachamim, that there are certain people that by virtue of the way that they have spent their lives, there's a special chiba. I want to be extra close to them. I want to be extra close to them. There is something more. There's something bigger. There's something more chashiv about it. The relationship is a relationship which is stronger. That's partially, which we see, Rosenberg often emphasizes this, you know, it's part of when Chazal, v'shantam levanecha ilu talmidecha, what they're trying to highlight is that relationships with talmidei chachamim, with rebbeim sometimes, take on elements of a familial relationship. There's something which is more than just intellectual. There's something which is much deeper, which is present. It's a chiba yisera, which is supposed to be able to be there. And says the Tomer Devorah, it is with those people that you can have an extra sort of like an excitement towards. I can have like a little bit more of a love towards those people who are dedicating themselves towards that which I hold dear and towards that which I am machshiv more than anything. More than anything. If I really love Torah a lot, I may also love more those who are more involved in Torah. If I really love Torah a lot, there's a special place in my heart. And even though Aliba de MS, those people, magili a certain amount of money. And magili to be yosher, to be compassionate, ashtigol rachamim in the midah of MS, as some of the Kabbalim speak about, we learned last week. Even with others, I have to have a bit of rachamim with MS. But there are certain people that it is, lift them mishiras hadin. I'm just not even interested in taking anything from them. Whatever I could do for them, it's all good. Because it's a reflection a little bit of my values. It's a reflection of the things that I believe in. And those people are better. Those people are elevated. If that is considered to be true, if that's the place where it is, so es lirabos tamidei chachamim, that's a massively important piece, not just of the yira, but also of that. In that sense, says the Tomer Devorah here, two stages. The Ribono Shel Olam interacts with us the way we interact with others. The expectation is we will interact with different people in different ways. V'yahavta leicha kamocha, but some people this way and some people that way. Maybe the way some explain, v'yahavta leicha kamocha is an internal, emotional state. The ahava of v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha of tamidei chachamim manifests itself in maisas sometimes. To wave a certain obligation. To wave a certain, it's mamish, all good. It's all good. There's a certain madrega in being able to do so, a certain understanding in being able to do so. The Ramah says that's the midah of Chesed Lavram. The expectation is not that we're going to be unbelievable waving any debt that we have for our entire lives. The expectation here is for the Tomer Devorah that we have a special place in our heart for those who really commit themselves to Torah and mitzvahs. We have a special place in our heart for those that do. We spoke about some of us last week. Sometimes that's extra hard because those that are dedicating themselves to Torah and mitzvah sometimes can make me feel a little bit insecure. And those that are dedicating themselves to Torah and mitzvah sometimes I can be embarrassed in front of because maybe they're living lives that are better than the life that I would want to live. And the charge is to develop a chiba yisera because it's not about me. It's about there's more kedusha in this world. There's more Torah in this world. And being big enough to say, this person, he's better, he's bigger, he's unbelievable, and I have a chiba yisera for such people. I have an extra ahava aza. It's an intense, passionate feeling towards those that are dedicating themselves towards that. I'll just point out, we have the opportunity. We had it yesterday a couple of times, to have Talmidei Chachamim around our Beis Medrash, unique and singular Talmidei Chachamim. And it's a great opportunity to cultivate and to tap into elements of these particular midos of a chiba yisera, of a wanting to listen, of a wanting to understand, of looking for more than just content of Torah, but also a certain kind of experience which is manifest, which is certainly present. Have a wonderful rest of your day.